This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now is a friend of mine, also the founder of STL Baseball Weekly, Brian Stull. Brian, thank you so much for making some time with us today to come on and talk about this amazing weekend in St. Louis.
Well, Annie, it is my pleasure, and I am so glad. I was holding my breath when you said that the tickets went through the wash. I'm glad everything worked out, and you were able to get in there for the festivities.
Let's talk about the breath that my husband was holding in the midst of that time. Yeah,
on the couch a long time after that.
All's well that ends well, for sure. So, like I said, I managed to walk in, basically, as John Hewlett was saying, Albert Pujols, and boy, was it an awesome, like, tangible experience to be there and watch him and watch Yachty and Albert hug there at home plate, and all of the things that went into giving Albert as much time as possible to enjoy that moment. And that just happened again and again and again as he took each at bat over the course of the weekend. What was it like to cover Albert Pujols in sports while he was here, and then again 8 years later when he returned?
Wow. You know what? It was, this weekend was very familiar in a lot of regards. I mean, the ovations weren't familiar. I mean, that was just crazy. It was surreal to see, even last night, when Albert came up with the bases loaded, the Cardinals are trailing, and you've got, 46,000 people on their feet chanting for Albert, wanting to see a grand slam at the expense of their team. It was surreal. And what makes it even crazier is everybody understood and was okay with it. I mean, it was the Cardinals wanted to win all the games this weekend, but, Dakota Hudson, who had his consecutive inning streak of, I think, like 53 innings broken up when Pujols hit the home run, Dakota was like, I had an Albert Pujols poster on my wall. And so, it was everybody, again, wanted to win and do well, but this was one of those special moments that, Albert downplayed it. But the reality was it was bigger than the game. This weekend was bigger for Albert and his family and Cardinal fans and the organizations and the community and everything else. So from that regard, it was different than when he was here, because the excellence, the greatness that we saw out of Albert Pujols, the way that he went about his work, very workmanlike, he can kind of considered the ballpark his office, that part was all familiar, but the reception was very different this time. But, Albert, I would say, is one of the more focused individuals you'll ever run into. I mean, kind of similar in other walks of business that people probably run into. Again, Albert has a routine. That was something that he talked about this week, and apologizing for disrupting the routine for all of the other players. But he always had a routine that he went through in terms of his preparation, both physically and mentally. And that was something that I think everybody kind of appreciated. But, we also saw the Albert off the field, who is one of the most charismatic individuals that you can meet and cares so much about people, and especially kids. And one of the coolest moments I thought of this whole weekend was yesterday. The Angels got to take batting practice outside, which did not happen on Friday or Saturday. So fans that were in there early were watching Albert take batting practice, and he worked the crowd, the people that were behind the ropes, signed autographs there. But then he recognized one of his friends, I believe a young lady he knew through the Pujols Family Foundation, and she had a big sign-up for him, and Albert walked into the green seats and started signing autographs.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, it was just getting kind of goosebumps talking about it now, but it was just moment after moment after moment like that this entire weekend. That's a little different than where it was before. Postseason he had his great moments, but it was more workmanlike, and Albert was all about business when he was here before. He was able to relax and really enjoy and feel the appreciation this weekend.
You get to see, and I always, every time I see you, so I worked with Brian Stull back in my KFNS, my sports talk days, which lasted about 3 years of my storied radio career of about 12, 13 years so far. And, you've been covering, especially baseball, from a very up close and personal place, which is why I value seeing you. Every time I see a press briefing, I'm like, oh, there's Stully. I saw you in there asking Albert questions after the game, and several times this weekend. And you get, we all see the clips that come out of there. Is he available to answer these questions? Do you guys know what he's going to say when you ask him these questions? Do you feel as though his responses are are genuine. It feels that way from the viewer standpoint.
Yeah, I think Albert is very genuine when he speaks, you know, of what St. Louis and the Cardinals and the fans of the community, what that means to him. I think there was some anticipation of kind of how this weekend would go. You know, if even after Albert left, I've had the occasion to speak with him a couple of times, and you know, again, he's remained consistent. That's one thing that, you know, and Albert said he understood some of the hurt feelings from when he left, but it was business. And at the time, if you'll recall, he said, look, my family is going to keep a home here. My foundation is going to stay here. I'm just going to work out west, as he calls it. And that's the truth. I mean, the foundation has actually grown and had a more national presence that has developed here over the last few years. And, you know, Albert's still been here. Is he is here quite as much as he was when he played? No, but he still has been here. And it is genuine. So I think, you know, we kind of had an idea that, you know, you bring some things up, like, you know, he talked about how Lou Brock had helped him on the bases before running, and, you know, had heard that story before, and there were a couple things where he thought, oh, okay, I bet he'll probably touch on this, and he did, but the fact of the matter is he's touching on that because Lou Brock genuinely means that much to Albert Pujols. When he talked about, you know, Albert teared up when he started to mention Daryl Kyle.
Wow.
You know, what sort of impact that DK had on him, and Jim Edmonds and Mark McGwire and Edgar Renteria, and he starts going through these names, and that emotion between Yadi and Albert Pujols. Did they plan to exchange the jerseys? Yes, they did. But that is a genuine, you know, brotherhood that they share, their families, that they, I mean, they are tight. So, you know, you have an idea when you ask a question of how you think Albert might answer it, but at the same time, you know, you want to hear it from him, and, you know, I felt he kind of let the guard down a little bit and was really letting people hear what he was feeling. You know, I asked him if there was any pressure at all. I mean, when, you know, everybody's wanting to see those big moments this weekend, and obviously he's been on the big stage before. But he said, hey, you know, let's do it again tomorrow. He just had fun. He told himself he was going to come in and have fun. And I'll tell you what, that I know you were dealing with traffic and getting downtown because of the laundry incident. But
yeah.
The very first ovation that Albert received, do you know when that was?
When was it? When he was announced?
No, it was about an hour before that when he stepped on the field to play catch for pregame warmups.
We didn't have the luxury of getting there early enough to even see the starting lineups being announced because there was a swarm of people surrounding the stadium. There was such a buzz; it was electric to be surrounded by all these people. Who, you know, there was a romanticism about what was taking place in St. Louis, at least on Friday night. And I know for each individual person who came out there over the course of the weekend, it was the same. What do you think is going to happen, you know, post Albert Pujols' retirement in baseball? He has a long relationship contracted with the Angels,
right.
But his home is here. What's the future look like for Albert Pujols and St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, I 100% believe that he's going to wear a red jacket and number 5 is going to be retired in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So they, you know, I don't know how they handle things with the Angels, and I'm sure they'll honor him as well. You know, pretty certain that Artie Moreno, when he signed Albert Pujols, especially with that extended personal services contract, he was looking at some of those post-playing opportunities. But from the way it sounds, and even, you know, Albert kind of touching about, you know, that he'd like to wear that red jacket down the road, it doesn't look like there's going to be any sort of bumps in that happening, any sort of hitches there.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Cooperstown, that topic was brought up, and you know, Albert said that's down the road. He wasn't going to talk about that while he was still playing. I wouldn't be shocked if he followed the route of Tony La Russa, who went in without a logo on his hat. That being said, I mean, I'd lose track of the amount of times that Albert this weekend talked about the best fans in baseball.
For sure. That kept him. I was thinking, as an Angels fan, do you hear that and think, hey, excuse me, or do they not really care?
Well, see, that's, I kind of wonder if they even paid attention, because I got the feeling that, you know, as he reached milestone after milestone after milestone, yes, the Angels organization certainly promoted it, but it sure seemed like there was a lot more excitement in Cardinals Nation than there was in Angels Nation for it. And the other thing, too, is the way that the current, I don't want to say bylaws, but the way that the guidelines are now for the Hall of Fame, the logo that a player goes in with, it's supposed to be based on the biggest impact of their career, what organization they, you know, acquired the most stats with, the most meaningful stats with. And without question, that was with St. Louis, the first 11 seasons of Albert Pujols' career. He's reached milestones with the Angels, but, you know, 80% of that path was basically carved out here in St. Louis. So from that standpoint, and the way he spoke so glowingly about the fans in St. Louis this weekend, I don't know, maybe he will just go ahead and go with that STL, and it won't even be a hard decision.
Well, as I said, it was a romantic weekend for St. Louis and Albert Pujols, and I don't know if we'll get to witness that again, but it was awesome to take in, even if you had to figure out how to get your tickets replaced from the washing machine in the process. But I know that watching you cover this as well was fun to see those questions getting answered. I want to encourage everyone to go to stlbaseballweekly.com to see the awesome coverage that you're doing on the regular for this St. Louis Cardinals team. Brian Stoll, thank you so much for giving us some time today. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Hey, great to catch up with you again, my friend. I love what you're doing over there, and thanks for having me on today. I enjoyed it.
You bet. We'll do it again soon. Brian Stoll with St. Louis Baseball Weekly, online at stlbaseballweekly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.